You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Wednesday, March 22nd. Harry Noble, the senior pastor of Second Chance Church in Anderson, South Carolina, recently shared that a lump he found on his abdomen several weeks ago is not malignant. Noble took to Facebook to reveal that the lump is believed to either be a fatty tumor or a clump of scar tissue. The founding pastor of New Spring Church in Anderson, South Carolina, requested prayers as he prepares for the next medical steps. The well-known speaker and author was fired from New Spring in 2016 for alcohol abuse and other unfortunate choices and decisions. After completing rehab, he returned to the pulpit 7 months later against the wishes of his former church, speaking at Stephen Furtick's Elevation Church in early 2017. That November, Noble announced his divorce from Lucretia, his wife of 17 years. He then launched his Second Chance Church in December 2017 and married his now wife, Shannon Rapakis, in May 2021. In a Facebook post last year, the pastor discussed his shortcomings, saying he didn't truly repent of his failures until he viewed the situation from a Christ-like perspective. He recalled 2 Corinthians 7:10 was, quote, huge for me after my colossal screw-up in 2016. University of the Cumberlands in Williamsburg, Kentucky has agreed to a $14 million settlement over the death of a 20-year-old student athlete. Grant Brace, who was a member of the university's wrestling team, allegedly begged for water and was denied access to it during on-campus workouts. He died from a heat stroke after practice on August 31, 2020. His family sued the university, arguing that his death was tragic and entirely avoidable. The university says it could have defended itself against the lawsuit, but elected to settle the matter to avoid a, quote, long, difficult, and costly trial that it hopes the settlement will respect the Brace family's tremendous loss. James Reimer, 35 years old, a goalie for the San Jose Sharks, boycotted pregame warmups over the weekend, saying the team's decision to wear NHL Pride-themed jerseys as part of an LGBT event that included the unveiling of an intersex flag and a drag queen performance went against the teachings of the Bible and his personal convictions. In a statement released by the team on his behalf, Reimer explained that he has been a Christian for the duration of his NHL career, quote, not just in title, but in how I choose to live my life daily, saying, quote, I have a personal faith in Jesus Christ who died on the cross for my sins and in response asks me to love everyone and follow him. Reimer, a Canadian, added that he has no hate in his heart for anyone and has always strived to treat everyone that he encounters with respect and kindness, but chose not to endorse something at odds with his biblically based personal convictions. In a defamation suit filed in a federal court in Tennessee on Friday, former Southern Baptist Convention President Johnny Hunt admitted to, quote, only kissing and some awkward fondling between himself and the wife of a younger minister who accused him of sexual assault while on a beach vacation with his family 12 years ago. A lawsuit which describes the incident as a, quote, brief, inappropriate, extramarital encounter with a married woman is against multiple parties, including the SBC, the SBC Executive Committee, and Guidepost Solutions, which investigated the allegations against Hunt. At issue is Hunt being named in a 2022 report compiled by outside investigation firm Guidepost Solutions, detailing the results of an investigation into allegations that SBC leaders intimidated whistleblowers and exonerated churches with credible claims of negligence of sexual abuse victims. Hunt's attorneys believe that naming him in the report was a strategic move to deflect from the SBC's historical failure regarding reports of child sex abuse and other sex crimes, with the lawsuit asserting that Hunt's encounter should not have been published. The lawsuit states, quote, by focusing on the allegation against Pastor Johnny, an allegation by an adult woman that involved non-criminal conduct, and by then taking aggressive action against Pastor Johnny, the defendant sought to create the appearance that the SBC has learned from its previous mistakes and is now working to protect victims of sex crimes. The Calgary City Council in Canada voted 10-5 to pass a new bylaw last week prohibiting protests near city facilities. The Safe and Inclusive Access bylaw, which went into effect immediately, came following a growing number of demonstrations at drag queen events held for children at libraries. The measure stipulates that protests targeting any race, religion, gender, gender identity, gender expression, disability, age, place of origin, marital or family status, sexual orientation, or income source must not take place within 100 meters or 328 feet of a public library or city-operated recreation center entrances. The measure applies during operational hours and 1 hour before and after operational hours, in addition to prohibiting protesters from impeding anyone's entry or exit to a recreation facility. The term harassment under its existing public behavior bylaw was amended to include intimidation. Convictions under the bylaw are punishable by up to $10,000 Canadian or over $7,000 US or up to 1 year in prison. Washington Elementary School District, a public school district in Arizona, recently severed ties with Arizona Christian University over the university's biblical views on marriage. The district, which had long partnered with ACU, decided to ban student teachers from the classroom. ACU is fighting back and has filed a complaint through the legal nonprofit Alliance Defending Freedom. In the latest episode of the Inside Story podcast, Christian Post reporter Leonardo Blair breaks down the legal battle and the religious freedom concerns at the center of it. Blair explained, quote,
I think the most difficult part and the most alarming or shocking part of this meeting was that despite the recommendation of the staff of the district who are the on the ground players in this, the LGBT agenda driven board, they decided that it was just not safe. These teachers, student teachers, have been in the classroom for 11 years without incident. And they decided that they just could not trust the student teachers to be biased, not to be biased, when they haven't had any sort of incident in the classroom before.
You can listen to this full episode of The Inside Story on Edify, Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform. The Irwin brothers, the filmmakers behind the faith-based hit movie Jesus Revolution, have announced their next project will be filmed titled Ordinary Angels. The movie, which will star two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank, will also feature Reacher star Alan Ritchson. The film, which is set to debut in theaters on October 13th, tells the true story of Sharon Stevens, played by Swank, a small-town Kentucky hairdresser who, quote, discovers a renewed sense of purpose when she meets Ed Schmidt, played by Richson, a widower working hard to make ends meet for his two daughters. Ordinary Angels is being produced by Kingdom Story Company, the group behind such hits as I Can Only Imagine and Woodlawn. Thank you for listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget, you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post daily newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.